The History of the Park, 3 minutes. Hi, my name is Eva Klingberg. Let me show you our English landscape park. But first, some facts. At an estate like McMurra Brook, a park is expected. There are two special periods in the history of its garden and park. The first is the 1820s, when the line of trees and the park is planned. The second is in the 1870s, when the park is expanded, because the ironworks is closed and the owner focuses on modern farming as well as a market garden, the largest in the region. In 1795, a big storm struck the area and a large number of trees fell. Maybe this was the reason for building a new mansion 2 years later. It's beautifully situated at a point where Gobelin is divided into two arms. Now, let's talk about the English park. During the early 19th century, many a brook in this region suffers from economic decline. At McMurra, the mansion is hardly finished before Jean-Paul Strömbäck in 1814 was to sell McMurra to his partner, the merchant Olof Elbring. After a few years, the new owner manages to get the economy straight and start to invest in new buildings and living quarters. He also builds a romantic park, an English landscape park which was in fashion. The park is not separate from the farmland. It's intertwined with meadows and fields. The paths are winding across the meadows and along the open fields from shadow into broad sunlight. The idea to mix business, that is agriculture, and pleasure, which means games and relaxation, is called ferm or ny, which means decorated farm. When planning a park, you make use of the beauty of the landscape and its farm buildings. In England instead, sometimes they build decorative but useless towers, bridges, and ruins. Typical for an English garden are water elements, a river passing by, a brook ending in a pond of carps. The trees are arranged in single or double lines of trees, in a grove, in a circle, or in a clump. What also is needed is a section where nature grows wild, with crummy trees and an extraordinary big stone, all comprised from a surrounding nature. Up till 1870, weekdays and Sundays meet in the park entrance. There are two mills, a U-formed cowshed, and a greenhouse. Here, wagon loads come and go with cow dung, sacks with grain or flour. Cattle are going in or out for milking, while the owners of silk umbrellas and walking sticks pass by into the park. In the river, the water wheel turns. Once upon a time, all these sounds you could hear in the park, if you sat down and listened. In front of the pavilion, the audio guide will tell you about Mrs. Ulrika and why she had it built and how she made use of it.